saw with the black dog tied around the roses. Fish got another vending machine. Draw a diamond ring, stuck on a finger. With a music from heaven and sun. Pointed out with the dark song passes. Walking through a hill down the beach. Just dancing with the bottoms of beaches.
Developmentally disabled, and they always make us tear the tickets.
Yeah.
We're having a discussion today about how there's always at least one developmentally disabled person at the movie theater, and they always put them in the position where they have to talk to and interact with every single person who comes through the door, and how.
I mean, also doing the simplest job, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is arguably simpler than sweeping the floor, you know, or whatever. But
well, yeah, I guess that's true.
Or making popcorn, you know, during the downtime or whatever. I don't know. You know, my experiences as a movie theater manager were at a very small theater a very long time ago. So I don't know. But anyways, Thursday night, and we're doing a radio show.
Woo!
Yay!
Hot Stuff and I went to Radio Shack, because that's where you go for provisions for your radio show, and we got a mixer. It's cranberry juice, in fact. And we're all having delicious sea breezes. That's not true at all. Yeah, we got a mixer and a bunch of cables to do the various conversions to and from the things that come out of our faces and need to go into our computers. But,
it's
for shit.
Well, I mean, it's possible that we are not using it correctly.
No, it is, I would go so far as to say likely that we are not using it correctly, but, yeah.
Yeah, I made the mistake of assuming that microphones could be just plugged into the RCA plugs with just an adapter. And
I did not know that it had two sets of inputs.
Yeah, I didn't notice them on the
so
I assumed
weird.
That
weird.
Just switching it to mono would switch that to a setting that would assume that the inputs were.
Perhaps we needed to switch it to mono a mono so that the differing signals can just solve their differences via hand to hand combat, and then the levels will be okay.
So now we need to try some quarter inch adapters and see if that works.
Yeah, but I'm right from where I'm standing right now, I'm reluctant to throw another $30 at this problem. You know. Because not only would we have to get those adapters, but we would also have to get, you know, more long cables, right? So
we could try taking the cords back.
Yeah.
I think I've got one quarter inch to...
Quarter inch. Yeah. They had at Radio Shack a bunch of cables, because we were like, what the fuck? This is not what we need at all. It's got a female eighth inch on one end and a male quarter inch on the other end, and it's 20 feet long. So that's perfect. That's exactly what we would need if we were trying this setup. But yeah, I don't know. You guys can hear us. We're probably quiet relative to the music or whatever. But what else are you going to do tonight besides be deafened by whatever song I decide to play with little or no warning? You know, I gotta pee, and then suddenly the decibel level increases 40-fold, and that's pretty serious. Given the decibel scale is like
logarithmic, so 40-fold is not necessarily
what.
I mean, it depends on what you mean. Like, are you doing it 40 multiplicative, or are you just going up by 40?
40-fold. I mean, if it's 30 decibels, it would be 1,200 decibels.
I don't think you can get to 1,200 decibels.
I think you can. The center of the sun is 1,200 decibels.
What?
It is.
That's like logic.
Yeah. No, ask Google. Ask Google.
I'm sure they'll tell us.
4 billion degrees Fahrenheit in decibels.
Campaign poster for Ron Paul. There's like no slogan. This campaign poster is Google Ron Paul. That's it.
What?
Well, I assume it's aimed at people who have no idea who the hell Ron Paul is, and they'll be like, okay, I guess I'll Google this guy.
All right, so
which would describe quite a few people, I think.
I wonder. Let's see.
Okay, so it can't convert it to decibels.
What?
12 decibels in mega decibels. It doesn't know what a mega decibel is. Google sucks ass.
Imagine that.
It doesn't understand this unit that I just made up just now. Actually, I made it up in junior high when I was forming my sort of fantasy glam rock band. I was like, and Yngwie has an amp that can turn up to 12,000 mega decibels.
That sounds like something you would do in work.
No, I wasn't into glam
12,
rock at all.
12 million gallons equals 190,476.19 hogsheads.
Oh yeah.
What?
You know that's just the way I like it. The bell was originally devised by engineers at Bell Telephone Laboratories to quantify the reduction in audio level over a 1 mile length of standard telephone cable.
Yeah.
That is bizarre. That is the basis of the notion of a decibel.
Of a decibel, because it's one-tenth of a bell.
Yeah.
So it's one-tenth. Huh. Eh. You know, like that thing where you trace it back to, like, wagon wheels or whatever.
Yeah.
The shuttle. The shuttle.
Width of the shuttle.
Yeah,
fuel boosters.
The size of a horse's ass, actually. I think it was the...
Yep.
I see.
Is there such a thing as a decismoot?
I mean, it'd be one tenth of a smoot, right?
We don't talk much about the smoot.
I only ever hear about it at Mystery Hunt.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a very MIT Cambridge thing. So that makes sense.
Let's see. I guess we could look at some questions.
What?
Yeah.
How do I look at questions?
Let's see. What? I'm trying to figure out where these things go. Where we got to last time. Double Aw says, "What's with the inconspicuous absence of apples? You don't like them? I don't know why there aren't any apples."
Yeah, I'm not a fan of apples.
I'm okay with
apples. By the way, I'm totally just going back to where we were. Theoretical limit of decibels in the atmosphere is 195.
Yeah, so 1,200 is super awesome.
Okay.
I'm saying.
All right. 194.0937.
How did they calculate that?
With a calculator.
Did they just make the loudest noise they possibly could?
Because sound is compression, compressed like air molecules, there's only so much compression that can actually happen.
Oh, okay.
Before... states of matter change and so on. Like,
So if you had a speaker that was loud enough, it would actually...
Or if you were deep in the ocean
into plasma.
Plasma or something. I don't know. Like, at one atmosphere, 194 decibels.
So would it get louder at higher at fewer atmospheres or low or
it things could definitely compress more at higher at lower atmospheres. So maybe
so,
in space.
So yeah. So
maybe in
so
space,
quieter
in fact, everyone
in the ocean
can hear you scream.
Yeah.
That sounds like logic to me too.
Yeah.
Or something like it.
Certainly reasonable.
Let's see. Pantsless says, "Hey guys, with regard to the vice presidential discussion, prior to 1804, the loser of the presidential election became the vice president. That wasn't.
I do remember
very many elections,
that.
Though.
Yeah, I don't think they. It didn't happen that way for very long, but that's how it started.
I mean,
out being.
I have lost every presidential election. I would just like to point that out.
Yeah. I mean, you know." The thing is, you know, you had like a couple seconds back in 86 when you were vice president. They just they didn't, you know, the letter didn't get to you.
That sucks that that's such a technicality.
And it's a good thing too because you would have you would have spent all this time, you know, preparing for your couple seconds as vice president, and then you know something would have happened. You know, power would have gone out. During those 2 seconds, and you, all your work would have been for
nothing.
I would have
been powerless.
You would have been powerless. You would have been thrown into just into a suicidal depression, as you know, as deep a suicidal depression as a 10-year-old can get into.
Would they prorate the salary you got for 10 seconds of being president?
I think by doing so and not sending you a check, that is accurate.
Yeah, and I think they did it by you know, just like a 1/1000th of 1% reduction in income tax across the board
for everybody,
except for everyone except the president.
I see.
Yeah. So, Dr. Van Mojo says, according to the official KOL calendar, next week is generic summer holiday, and 2 weeks after that is Arbor Day. Will you be ready for both? I predict we will be ready for neither.
Ha. Huh.
I don't actually know where I haven't looked at the calendar. That kind of sucks though. Nothing like constantly having the stuff I want to work on interrupted by stuff I have to work on.
Generic summer holiday and then Arbor Day.
When do those come up?
Fascinating.
Generic summer holiday was like relatively content free, as I recall. So that one will be pretty easy, but
you could fill it with Nerf guns.
That's funny. we could just fire a Nerf rocket at
the player base
at Stasis. Uber Noodle Boy says, if you're wearing an ass hat, headbutt should become butt butt. But I'm hot.
Hey, 10 seconds of the vice president's salary is worth 6.6 cents.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you? Wow.
Really? Did you use Google to figure that out?
Yes. Fair enough. I mean Google and a pocket calculator.
What is the vice president's salary?
$208,100.
Not a bad guy. Yeah, I guess that is more than.
And what does the vice president
almost
do?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Vice. They like make sure everybody's vices are.
He shoots dudes in the face.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, violence is vice.
That's true. He heads up the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and
whores.
alcohol, tobacco, and whores. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Do Lieber.
Rowden says, I use PaintShop Pro mostly, but even their photography version lacks the high dynamic range imaging merger that Photoshop has. Do a search for HDRI.
Also, it lacks the
really
buzzwords.
Cool. Yeah, I am. I have a lot of call for high dynamic range imaging mergers in the KOL artwork.
Well, I mean, every image in the game is actually just a photograph people you know.
Yeah, it's very, very heavily edited by the specific set of tools that PaintShop Pro affords me. So.
Nah, you just also know a lot of really thin people. That's what I was going for.
Yeah. That picture of the pretentious artist, it's actually photorealistic.
Yeah.
Grethko says, can we have messages in Little Canada such as Canadian moose adapt to their environment each year by dying?
Where would those messages be?
Yeah. Viki says, does combat frequency increase the chances of fighting a black pudding when eating one, or likewise for any similar thing? Are there any similar things?
Pretty sure they're... Well,
I guess the piece of 13.
Yeah. Anything that starts a combat independent of the adventure zone mechanic probably isn't going to be affected by monster. Yeah.
Unless we specifically hard-code it to do so, and I do not believe that we have. Although, you know, I can see why you would want that. Biospark says, is there a reason why I can't use two champagne poppers without one's effect overriding the other one? Is it too overpowered for me to get, say, a guaranteed three booze giants? No, it's not that it's too overpowered, it's that it's too complicated to keep track of. Like, it's when you use a champagne popper, it's setting a flag, which is when you use the popper and what monster you use the popper on. And so, it's when you use another one, olfaction, it just prevents you from using it if it's canceling it out. Herald's Bell, you can only ever get one of. It wouldn't be overpowered, I guess, but it would be such a pain in the ass to code that it wouldn't be worth it.
Divine items are overpowered.
Yeah, they are. I'm gonna probably grow to regret that. Yeah, that particular Librum.
Enjoy them while you got them, boys.
Yeah. Tyler Salt says, Hidden Temple revamp. Dude, it should be all about the old Nickelodeon show Legends of the Hidden Temple. Purple parrots, green monkeys, giant talking stone faces. I never actually saw...
I think I saw it, like, once. Was that one of those ones where you had, like, the... set that the kids had to, like...
Yeah, it was basically
treasure hunt
sort of a jungle-themed obstacle course that kid
had. Yeah,
game show that
that's right.
Huh. It had a really cool talking tiki head named Olmec.
I think that came out of... That came sort of after I was paying much attention to Nickelodeon. Like, the couple years when I was a kid that we had cable, it was just nothing but Double Dare on Nickelodeon. I was a big fan of Double Dare.
It was after Double Dare.
Yeah, but,
there's this indie band I like called Poor Kids Without the Cable.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How do they
turn out? Things worked out pretty well for me. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they kind of rock out.
Yeah. Do they? Do they? They rock
good
the house.
For them.
They rock. I mean, they had all this extra time to
practice their music.
Practice their music. Yeah, because they weren't watching Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Jake's been practicing his music.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been playing some of that air piano. I got all excited about the piano, going to Hot Stuff and playing the piano at Fuzzle Faggot Ridge. But practicing is hard.
I used to be able to play every scale on a piano due to my music theory class, but that was about it.
Huh. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Were any two of the scales not on fire? Did you have a crush on every scale? Were there more dots up on every scale?
Yeah. If we didn't throw sufficient numbers of dots, we got there.
Right.
That music theory class was the hardest class I ever took in high school.
Really?
Yeah, it was just insanely difficult. Like, we had to do ear training where the teacher would play a melody on the piano, and we'd have to write down what notes it used and what
music
it
did.
Wow.
Jeez.
And, like, we had to do these sort of key transformations between, like, there would be, like, a passage of music in one key, and we would have to...
You had to transpose it to another key. Wow.
Like in a test situation?
Yeah. Like,
jeez.
Like, we'd have ear training section on the test. We'd have that transcription section on the test.
What if you were tone deaf? I mean, that's a real...
Then you wouldn't take... The class was very, very special. Because they only offered it, like, whenever there was sufficient demand. And this is, like, the first year that there had ever been demand for.
Ever.
Ever. And my school had, like 400 people.
Okay.
So it was sort of a momentous occasion. We were sort of the lab rats for the class. And there was only like 10 or 12 of us in there. So. But yeah, it was definitely the most difficult class I ever took in high school.
Huh. Bruce Lee says, I heard you lament Amazon's donation system again on the last show. You should check out Amazon Web Services, specifically Amazon Flexible Payment Service. All the Amazon Web Services are entirely set up for developers and have nice things like PHP libraries you can use to interface with them. Huh.
Is that just for merchants, though, or do that, is that odd, like anonymous?
I don't know, man.
I will check it out.
Yeah, because if we could start automatically accepting payments through Amazon as we do with PayPal, that would be really nice. It would take up a significantly smaller portion of Sly's day dealing with Amazon.
All that baloney.
All that malarkey.
Malarkey.
Enemy Lasagna says, I randomly stumbled into Violet Fog again. Could you please tell me why? I didn't eat any mushrooms or use my badger this entire run. Grethko says, talks about Gary Gygax.
A moment of silence. Wait, how long should the moment be?
Yeah, I think we're done.
No, I was going
to
have you...
Oh, you were going to have me roll a d20 to see how long the moment of silence should be.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We got a natural 20. We have to wait double the number of time rolling to die.
I believe so, yeah.
How would you compare yourselves to Matt Stone and Trey Parker of South Park? I like Matt Stone, I hate Jews.
And like Trey Parker, I like vegetables.
I spend some time in South Park, Colorado every year. I'm not even joking.
I know.
It's weird.
A bunch of people sent it. Wow, a whole bunch of people sent it. Can we get our clan's website URL put above the clan hall? The only place we can see it at the moment is on the recruitment page. Is there a specific website field for...
Yes, there is.
Huh. I had forgotten about that. I
put that in...
Yeah, when you did that recruiter revamp thing, but I was like, I...
It's on, let's see, it's on the public clan profile page. Let's see where else I might have put it. It's not on the clan ad. I think maybe I should add it to the clan ad.
Yeah, maybe, because you might want to pick a clan based on the fanciness of their website pants. MySQL doesn't have any pants. MySQL doesn't have any pants. Who am I? Come on, who am I? Okay, now who am I? Riff, you're solving the problem wrong. You gotta do it this way, Riff.
Is it me? Was it me?
No.
I'm not very good. Nice.
Gleeb says, when are you gonna put in the Bad Moon Annie Cheese Adventure? I don't know, man. I'm waiting for Kevin to remember all of the stuff that was written on the board so that we'll know where we can put it. I mean hot stuff.
Didn't we? No, I have it all in a spreadsheet.
Do you?
Yeah.
Go have sex.
What?
Instead of using a spreadsheet.
I don't get it.
You know, because Scully tells people to go have sex when they talk about spreadsheets.
I'm sure that works out well for him.
Stop playing the game via spreadsheet. Go have sex.
I see.
So it's like a meme in our forums.
In defense of Excel.
Yeah, that was a response to that.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with spreadsheets.
there's all kinds of things wrong with spreadsheets.
You're not all excited about Google Docs.
I am all excited about Google Docs. I'm gonna try. I put XP on my computer at home. I finally got rid of the fucking horrible turd that is Vista. Got XP installed on that computer, which was a gigantic pain in the ass. The thing is so much nicer. It's faster. It's
that is so fucked up.
Yeah. It's
an operating system is not supposed to degrade system performance.
No, but they do. They always have. I mean, run DOS 3.0 on modern hardware. It's just blindingly fast. You know. I mean, the thing is they have to keep. They have to keep making operating systems flashier and slower and more resource intensive so that you will keep buying faster computers instead of just continuing to use your perfectly adequate computer.
But, I mean, applications... I'm sorry, I'm yawning. The applications are what should be become more and more resource intensive as they require more resources.
But that's not the case. There's, you know, like, how many more widgets can we add to a goddamn word processor? Or, like, even an image editing software, like, how many more widgets can we add?
A lot
of widgets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there is that whole huge market in third-party Photoshop plugins.
Yeah, the ones where the increasingly successively brighter amount are types of lens flares.
Yeah. It's weird. You have to buy you have to buy like five or six different add-ons depending on the sort of the intensity of the lens flare that you want to have. There's that strong bad email about the web comics. That was pretty funny. Where they're like casting spells on each other via Photoshop filters.
Is that the new one?
Huh.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like one I remember.
No, it's pretty old.
Is it the one where it's like I gotta squish it and stretch it and turn it all around?
I don't think so. They make fun of Penny Arcade.
Xenophobe should really look at this flexible payment service. It looks.
But then somebody was all, I want web pages on other things, and I was like, I'm gonna fix it in real time, and I actually have the flexible payment system page put up. On another tab.
Okay.
I'll read it whenever I
can. It seems like it might very well solve all of our problems if we
all of our problems?
Yes.
All. That's awesome. We can all just go home. For good.
In fact, the rest of the show is just going to be the flexible payment service talking to you.
Come on. Doing this show isn't a problem. GigaShadow555 says, hey, Jake, if you don't like Smash Brothers percentage-based battle, try Stamina Mode, where everyone just has hit points instead.
Ha. Huh.
Why isn't the game like that?
Because that's just not how the game was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The percentage-based battle just really, really is very confusing to watch as someone who's not played a lot of Smash Brothers. I just never understand what the hell is going on.
You hit things until they fall off. That's all there is to it. Hit things until they go off the screen. That's all there is to the goddamn game. You hit things until they fall off the screen. If you look at the numbers too hard,
how long do you hit them? Wait, you hit them to win? What? See, I don't know.
Rusher Butter says, is there any reason the Copper Haypenny Charm Bracelet gives only the option to use and not to equip? And when used, it says, not found. Was that thing just never equipable? It was the result of the new link append thing that you put into the database, and I had, when I put the link in there, I messed it up and didn't click the append link checkbox. Sorry about that.
Alright, websites show up on the clan advert page.
Dun dun dun. That's all pushed out.
Yeah,
that was fast.
Rollover, so.
Oh, right.
Maybe I should put it on the clan hall somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where though.
I was just gonna put it
I think 80-point font.
Yeah, I was just gonna put it underneath the Omega. Hey, jackass, what's up?
Hey, Amplitude's here. Maybe he can figure out what the fuck is wrong with our mixing board.
Yeah, it totally.
Isn't
sucks
our mixing board awesome looking?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Yeah. That's. That's what's wrong with it, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's Radio Shack brand, and it didn't work for crap. It is also possible that we just don't understand anything about anything.
What I was going to do is just put the website underneath the clan title. There's, like, the clan title and then all the images for the clan hall.
Okay.
And I was just going to put the website underneath the
thing.
So that way people who, you know, they click on my clan thing, they could also the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can also just put it as, just random letters in their clan name could link to the website,
but
not all of them.
Or what it is each letter links to part of the URL, and you have to reconstruct.
That would be.
You have to reconstruct the URL of the website by. let's see. Alan Q. Smithy says, and another thing: why no red green references with all the duct tape? I have not seen that much Red Green.
We've got a DVD of it here.
I never really found him particularly funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Red Green.
I guess Riff doesn't really like old people that much.
Which is a shame, because, you know, he's on his way.
Riff didn't grow up in the sticks either.
Yeah, that might be part of it. I mean,
Red Bean really is very rural comedy.
Yeah. It's not as rural as Hee Haw. You know, I mean, it's definitely
Hee Haw wasn't even rural, though. It was just sort of a thought experiment in rurality.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. I doubt if they ever talked about it like that.
That's probably true.
Bob 221 says, thanks, guys, for the inventory coolness. Now I do have an anchor in my pants section. Yeah, there's a glitch with the way that works. I based it on my inventory display, and I forgot that you have to turn on the option to split melee and ranged weapons. So if you don't have that turned on, you can't click on weapon to go down to the weapon section. So I need to alter that somehow. Ziggy Zagnut says, hey guys, your cat likes to eat your microphone mufflers because your beer breath makes them interesting. If you go into business selling beer-flavored microphone mufflers, you could make a fortune. Or just give your cat beer and prunes, then sit back and watch the fireworks.
I don't drink prunes.
I don't drink cats.
Maybe
mufflers, is that what they're called?
Beer or Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper is not made of prunes.
Doesn't taste like prunes.
It tastes like prunes to me. Wikipedia specifically says that it isn't made of prunes.
But we all know how reliable Wikipedia is.
For consistency's sake, I really want everything that isn't made of prunes to have that sentence in it. In Wikipedia. this does not conform to our "is this made of prune" standards section.
Well, whatever you become,
that would be awesome.
FDA
actually, to make it
article marches non-prune compliant since June of 2005.
You should start correcting that. Just start on the A's. Start with aardvarks. Aardvarks do not contain prunes.
Except the ones that have been eating prunes.
Then they contain digested prunes.
Yeah, I mean, there was this scandal where the guy who started Wikipedia bought some dinner.
Bought food.
He bought an expensive dinner for him and some other people, and it's like, oh man, misappropriation of Wikipedia funds. And then he edited the Wikipedia article about a girl that he was dating.
Yeah, there wasn't, like...
Which is kind of cool.
There's some other weirdness about that, too. Like, she started selling all his shit on eBay or something. Was it just that they were dating, or did they get divorced or something?
I think they'd been together for a while, and then broke up. She was some kind of crazy bitch.
Yeah.
Was she the one that brought all this
fury?
I don't know. Possible.
Hell hath no...
That hell hath none of. Togapika says, what are the chances of astral mushroom wine? I would say zero.
Ha.
Miss Fishy says, why isn't spray paint a free pull from Hanks? And then Mike Liviar says, will you please make spray paint a free pull from Hanks? Just do what you did with the Valentines, but without the infinite amounts. What happened with that? There was some weird, brief, infinite meat bug when Valentines were made a free pull from Hanks.
I don't remember that at all. My only concern would be just removing the auto cell from that, which we can do now, because...
Yeah, we can. It used to be that we couldn't make them a free pull because they were sold in a vendor store. Maybe that was it. Maybe that was the problem. Removing the auto cell of Valentines suddenly made them free.
Yeah, in the
mall.
Store.
Yeah, or in the store.
I think that was... Because I don't think it was an infinite meat bug. I think it was just an infinite Valentine's.
An infinite Valentine's bug, yeah. And then we had to nuke everybody's Valentine's. And you were like, yeah!
Yeah! And then I lit some stuff on fire just to accentuate the mood. Whoa. Yeah. you guys get what he did there? He compared me to Beavis?
Yeah.
Let's see. Uber Noodle Boy says, some people on Hardcore are saying that ascending is the goal of the game, and the faster you ascend, the better you are. They say that there is no other metric of skill in KOL, that you either speed ascend or you lack skill. What do you think about that?
Okay,
well, I think
sure.
that's complete bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
That's a valid thing to
say.
You're also, the next person is also equally valid in calling them a jackass.
Yeah, and I mean, it's, you could say, well, you know, the goal in KOL is clearly to make as much meat as possible.
Even if you accept the idea that the only metric for skill is speed, that doesn't make someone who doesn't speed ascend unskilled, because you don't know what their skill is in that instance.
I like to think about the game in terms of the Bartle types. I feel like every type has a particular thing which they which brings them to the yard and pay yard. And even within that, even within the diamond subculture, I feel like there should be a ton of like ways to play the game and feel like you're making progress or being successful or whatever. Somehow we turned Riff into a crazy entrepreneur in World of Warcraft.
It's easy. I sit here and when it beeps at me, I push a button.
Yeah, so what you need to do then is swap out Auctioneer for some sort of stock trading program.
I don't think that the
and
real world
profit.
Is
yeah, I'm not sure that the
as easily modelable as the economy of World of Warcraft.
You just aren't using your skills.
Yeah. One might say that you don't actually have any skills, since you don't have any skills at playing the stock market. that is the only metric. I mean, obviously, the goal of being alive is to make as much money as possible on the stock market. Yeah. And then Uber Noodle Boy quotes Darth Dud in saying, "Designers often make mistakes, are wrong, and misinterpret how the game is best played or should be played, and often don't understand competitive play whatsoever." I know that there is a big camp of people who believe that, everything that we ever did right was an accident, and that every decision that we've made since whatever time they dub the golden age of KOL is just us clearly not understanding what makes the game fun or whatever. And
I feel like you see that kind of commentary in every game though. Every game that I have looked at.
Every form of media.
Games are interactive though.
Well, if you ask at find two or three people that are 8 to 10 years apart and ask them when Mad Magazine stopped being funny.
Huh. Or Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. As far as the
when did which TV show jump the shark or whatever?
Yeah.
We do periodically make decisions that eliminate some interesting aspect of play that was there before, that was sort of discovered. But I feel like people want to discover tricks, right? And we, as designers, want the tricks to be sort of manageable, right? We don't want to have to design around all the tricks that people have discovered and say, well, we can't do this because of what it would do in the hands of these people who are utilizing this particular strategy. So, for the good of the game, we got to stop this stuff from happening. And the thing is, there are maybe 20 people who play the game like Darth Dud, right? And he's not just right about everything, there's this real sort of sentiment in the forums that we're just being big old mean bullies to Darth Dud, and
mostly that's just me, though. But that's my job.
Not
actually, but I do enjoy it more than I should.
maybe he has the best interest of the game at heart. I don't personally believe that about him in particular.
I think that he has the best interest of the game that he thinks that this game should be.
Vis-a-vis his own personal goals.
Yeah. Right. Playing the game. He clearly does not care about the economy, right? He does not care about the economic game at all, or he would have been very much against exploiting infinite meat bugs. In my estimation, somebody who genuinely cares about the game as a whole entity is not going to do things, is not going to deliberately do things that fuck up aspects of the game that they don't personally care about.
Yeah.
Right? But neither here nor there. You know, I don't... I understand that the old guard does not like the new game as much as they liked the old game, but that doesn't mean that it's worse. Them not... Because they used to like something and now they don't, does not mean that the thing is worse than it was before, because they are not necessarily right. And especially in the case of the speed game, you know, I mean, it would be nice if everyone could have what they wanted at the same time, right? It would be nice if we could have what we wanted as designers. And before you say that we as designers don't know what we're doing, you know, kind of fuck you, you know? Like, whose game were you playing the entire time? It was ours. There might have been aspects of it that we didn't particularly...
They would argue that they weren't playing our game.
Well, sure. You know. But I mean...
Well, then where...
Who else... Yeah, what else were they going to do? What else were they going to do? So here's my point, right? Like, you're doing a shitty job as a game designer. Okay. Go make your own game or play one that's better designed. You know, like... Don't sit around and just complain about this one while you keep playing it, because
I feel like a lot of the time there's constructive.
No, there is a lot of the time, but a lot of the time there is
along there.
A lot of the time there is just, you know, this sort of like.
I feel like they wouldn't. Then, you know, people make a lot of suggestions, and the suggestions that they would implement would imbalance the game. Well, not imbalance the game, but would shift the game more towards the game that they want to play, maybe, you know, like it's... It is okay to get to a point with a game that you just, you know, don't have the same feelings about it anymore, you know, once all the speed ascenders got every skill, you know, and we're just working on optimizing, you know, just like a few turns here and there, and, you know, basing stuff off of new stuff that came in. I mean, that's only going to keep you entertained for so long. You know, the game needs a new vector. You know, you need something else to do for a while, or else you're just going to get bored with it. And I
think the old guard was bored, and they wanted NS13 to breathe new life into the game that they were playing. And in fact, it you know, kind of eliminated the game that they were playing. And
the way they were playing it, yeah.
And, you know. That doesn't make it a bad idea. That doesn't make us wrong as designers. That doesn't, you know. I'm willing to say that
like we make mistakes.
No, we absolutely make mistakes. Often. We absolutely make mistakes. I don't think we make nearly as many mistakes as the Darth Duds would have you believe in the forums. You know, I mean, it just I don't know, man. It's this double-edged sword, right? Like, we talk to the player base, and we listen to the player base, right? And for the most part, they're pretty understanding about stuff, and they, you know, they like us.
We have a really nice, friendly player base.
Right,
overall.
We do. And so when, you know, if somebody said something like this on the World of Warcraft forum, who fucking cares, you know? But, like...
People say like stuff like this all the time. That's what I'm saying.
Right, no, I know, but nobody...
What I'm saying is every game that I have ever looked at any forums, right, like the Star Wars Galaxies, the Ultima Online, everything, EVE Online, everything says that the game has been ruined by X. Everyone says this all the time.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm just not, I mean, you know... I am concerned about it, but I also just feel like this is just a natural evolution for every game, is for people to be attached to a particular way of playing it and just decide that the game is just ruined when that way changes. Every time. You know? People keep playing them because they're still fun in some respect, you know? Like,
right. I mean, I would argue, though, that we have gotten better and not worse at designing content as time has gone by. I would argue that the NS13 game is a better designed game than the NS11 game, and, you know, the fact that there was some corollary emergent stuff going on at the end of the NS11 game that we weren't aware of doesn't mean that we've gotten worse at our jobs.
Huh.
And the implication that it does, and the implication that we have is, it hurts my feelings a little bit. Like it's it's why I shouldn't read the fucking forums most of the time. But the thing is,
I know.
But I want to read the forums. I like reading the forums, and I like posting in the forums. You know, like it's. And Naked Juice says, "Did you ever make that R2-D2 stained glass thing?" I never actually bought another one. I think I found one on eBay.
Oh.
I mean, I made one when I was a kid. It's probably in my garage in a box of toys.
Is this one of these things you, like, bake the plastic?
Yeah, sort of stained plastic.
Huh.
It was cool, though. Grax says, "Can you check the stats on the Lion Oil bird rib thing? You said you changed it so you didn't need to get the bird rib first after your first ascension, but it's still there." Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened with that. Maybe it's because I'm such a bad game designer.
Was the conditional just
the conditional just had not been changed, and I know that I changed it.
Oh, weird.
It was the same as it. I went to look at it today, and it was.
It's quite possible you just didn't hit return after.
It is possible. It's also possible that I had it open in more than one window, and
hit return twice.
And saved it, and then saved the original version back over it, because that happens every once in a while. Because it is my instinct to hit save on an item before I navigate away from that page.
Right.
So, yeah. although it doesn't actually work that way, the way you edit conditionals for drops, because those are in like a little sub window in the monster spindler. So, no fucking idea. No fucking idea what happened there. But I made the change, announced it, and then the change hadn't actually been made.
That's what I was kind of. Yeah. We could just announce all kinds of changes.
We could.
All items in all stores are now free.
It's still a lot of stuff.
MintBacon876 says, "So, are you guys pumped for the Dark Knight? I think Heath Ledger is going to be the best Joker yet. May he rest in peace." Yeah, I was
Batman
glad
Begins
that
was awesome.
Kind of, I really liked Batman Begins until like the last 20 minutes or so, but whatever.
When does that come out?
I don't know. Soonish, right? Because they shot everything.
Indiana.
Huh. Oh,
Indiana
like the summer blockbuster stuff.
Huh. I'm cautiously optimistic about the Indiana Jones movie.
I would say that cautiously optimistic is probably the best descriptor you could ever apply to a movie at this point in time. Movies have just been so uniformly terrible in the last 10 years.
See, do you think that everyone says that? Because I don't. I think that movies actually totally suck ass more now than they did.
What are you guys talking about? Movies suck more now than when?
80s.
Wow. You guys are screwy.
You look at the density of good stuff that came out compared to
all the bad stuff in the 80s that you just don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think you're recalling all the
terrible,
massive
terrible
amount of terrible filler
existed
in the 80s. I think it's probably about the same.
I don't think so.
I had a really small theater in my town. Like, we just never really saw as much of the flack.
I think that there are a lot more movies coming out now than there were then. I feel like a given summer has three times as many like big budget blockbuster type movies as a given summer in the 80s.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm curious. I'm curious to see, like, you know, if you were to just look at the totals in the IMDb database using your PIN number.
That may be a machine.
Yeah. seriously, man. Seriously.
My argument would be that there are plenty of good movies that have come out recently, and that's all that matters. You know? Stardust. Great movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen Stardust.
You've got to see Stardust.
You know, I mean, yeah, there are still good movies coming out, and you're probably right.
My favorite movie was, you know, within the past decade. So,
I don't know.
You know.
That means I probably won't like it.
Fight Club?
I thought you said Stardust was.
I didn't say Stardust was. Okay, sorry, okay. That I did not mean to imply. Stardust is a good movie, but it's not like that. Okay.
I don't know, man. I guess I just feel like...
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Have you seen that one?
I believe I've seen parts of it.
That is amazing.
Look, I'm not saying that there aren't good movies. I'm saying that...
Garden State.
A given summer when we were a kid, there were probably 3 good movies that came out, and there weren't just... I don't know. I mean, I guess there were like all the Rocky sequels. There were all the Jaws sequels, you know? But it's like... There weren't...
I can think of so many B-movies from the 80s.
Sure, but B-movies are a different thing. B-movies are a different thing than... like, fucking Alvin and the Chipmunks. Okay. Yeah. It is a rehash of a fucking cartoon from 20 years earlier where they eat shit in the preview. And you're telling me that is not indicative of a downturn in quality. There is nothing that is not a fucking remake or a sequel.
Or a comic book license. That's starting to...
Yeah, a license of something from the 80s.
Yeah.
Why is it that modern movies are plundering the 80s so much?
I wasn't
weird.
Really
like,
old enough to really perceive this, because I was like 10 when it was 1990. But that may have been the case for 70s and things in the 90s, too.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I wasn't old enough to really understand that.
I mean, you know, Starsky and Hutch, right? Stuff in the 2000s plundered the 70s, ran out of stuff in the 70s. It's just a matter of... They remade Shaft. Dukes of Hazzard. You know, and just... They're taking stuff that was good, and they're remaking it to be fucking terrible.
Batman Begins was good.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that was the thing.
When was it ruined?
That franchise went to shit. The franchise went to shit, I feel like, in the like late 90s. Batman and Robin was pretty awful, as I recall. I think that came out when I was in high school, so like early to mid 90s.
I mean, did you like the Oh, Jesus.
Have you just won
Why
a free
are you
iPod
not running
Nano?
No script?
Because I like JavaScript.
Enable it on sites that deserve JavaScript.
Okay, the original Batman movie was 1989. Do you think that was a
the original Batman movie was good?
Yeah,
the original one and the second one was good.
I was
after
pretty
that,
okay with the one that had Jim Carrey as the Joker. I think Jim Carrey did an okay Joker.
As the Riddler.
Oh, Riddler. He was the Riddler, sorry.
Yeah.
But I think he did an okay... I think that was an okay role.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't, like, super awesome, but it wasn't, like, terrible like everything else that Jim Carrey's ever done.
I didn't like that version of the Riddler.
That's kind of funny. There's a Batman movie from 1943, 1966, 1989, 2005. That's cool.
Like Beaker from The Muppet Show.
Sounds like a wonderful process.
I don't think I'm being curmudgeonly when I say that. You know. Yeah, there have been some. You know, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah, that's a good franchise.
Yeah.
Matrix. Based on a fucking ride.
Matrix, kind of ass.
First one was good.
The first one was okay. Seriously. And, you know, the Lord of the Rings movies.
Lord of the Rings was excellent. Yeah.
Not original again, though.
Sure, right. Harry Potter movies, not original.
Like
not even that good, I in my mind, but...
It makes me sad. I'm not saying the Golden Compass, but it makes me sad that that was apparently not very good.
Yeah.
Because that's... The Golden Compass.
I heard that wasn't very good.
I feel like if they'd made Holes in the 80s, you would have liked it. It would have been good.
Not if Disney. I don't like Disney.
The movie?
Yeah.
I like the movie too, but Hot Stuff says it was not
kind of pisses
it was,
all
it was
the
unfaithful
book.
To the book in ways that.
See,
you really
whenever
like
I see a movie that's based on the book, which is almost all of them, I can't really hold it too well to the book. This may just be because of what's the word? The fact that I'm used to movies kissing all over books.
Right.
But I've sort of learned not to hold a movie to a book. unless it really has tried. I mean, if it's noticeable, yeah, then it's cool. But I try to. I usually try to keep the movie as a work in its own right.
You know, The Shining was a better movie for violating the book. You know, the miniseries that followed it. Again, 80s, actually late 70s, I think.
The Shining was 1980.
Yeah, pwned Amplitude. Pwned.
It's not a word.
Somebody was trying to... I was reading in the Forum Wars blog that some company was trying to trademark or copyright the word pwnage.
I'm sure that will go over well for them.
Yeah.
Was it vonage?
I don't know.
I'm sure they'll have fun swinging that copyright around it for about a month before they lose it due to... over generic
prior alt or whatever.
Yeah.
Prior art. Alt.
Can it be break time now before I drop this goddamn character on my keyboard another time?
It can.
Wow.
It can. I'm trying to queue up enough.
Queue up 30 minutes of music.
Yeah, well, no, I'm trying to find enough songs on. I'm just putting in stuff off of. In Incestus.
IMDb's list of top movies from this decade is kind of weird.
Is Alvin and the Chipmunks on that list?
Not in the top 25, no. Donnie Darko is in the top 25.
Alright, so we got like... Yeah, see, you know what?
Yeah, that's the case of a director.
Right. A director is kind of a douchebag and made a good movie. And you know, people compared us to him, and it made me sad. That was what it came down to, you know?
What was that?
Somebody posted, like, you know what? Like, Donnie Darko was a good movie. The director's cut fucking sucked. What the guy was trying to do with the movie was just horrible. The guy...
The one time I saw him,
kind of a dipshit, made a good movie by accident. You know, and they said that about us. Hurt my feelings.
Whatever.
Hurt my feelings. We don't get to hurt Rob Pardo's feelings. There's no crying in baseball. Who knows? Maybe we've said something that hurt Rob Pardo's feelings.
Look at me.
Maybe he's one of those people who was really offended by the roofies.
Oh. Anyway, here's some Nirvana. Choke on it.
I'm sorry.
Goddess, which I read initially as Shit Goddess, and I was like, how did that slip through? and also, what the fuck? Okay, I was wondering what information to put into postal mail donations, like player name, ID, I couldn't find it anywhere, so what do I put in besides money?
Cocaine.
Yeah, yeah, anything, basically anything you want to keep cold. no. Yeah, just player ID is fine. Name, a note. Telling us who you are and about your feelings. we always read those, and sometimes we got this memo about Paul. You as a werewolf. I mean, a warwolf. It's a memo.
Did you get that memo?
Yeah. Yeah, people send us all kinds of stuff. There's this whole shelf in the room behind me here with stuff, some of which people have sent us in the mail. We always like funny mail. Fun email. Shima asks, and I don't know that this is exactly a good idea, but it's an interesting suggestion. How come the radio show chat message doesn't have Radio Bugbear as a link? Right-clicking would make life easier. We could, I guess, if we did a system message...
If we had a different command to give a system message that would substitute the Radio Bugbear player ID, then that would work.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, because the right-click menu specifically disallows you from clicking on anything that has the name system message.
Huh. Okay. But what I was saying was...
You have to keep it from having a player ID 0 or negative 1.
Could we, though, just put the greater than, and then Radio Bugbear's player ID in the announcement?
I think so.
They would just be able to right-click on that and... Yeah.
Okay. I think so.
So, yeah. I should really write myself a chat command to do that system message. Really, I should probably... Well, I say I should automate them, but then it would
that would
end badly. Stinksep says, "How about some high-level Moxie consumables from the hippies and frats? The Thistle line doesn't stack up with the cups of primitive beer and handfuls of nuts and berries." Yeah, we tend to, because Moxie is so focused on and so high-powered in general, we tend to lower our focus on it. Plus, frat boys seem more muscly, and hippies seem more mysticality.
Yeah.
You know.
Pirates are where it's at.
Pirates are where it's at for Moxie, and there's just no pirate stuff in the old 12.
Because the pirates are gone, man.
Yeah, man.
Zong.
That's not a word.
PvP Onage says, "Oh, look out, man! You're gonna get sued. You're not gonna get sued." I don't remember if I asked this question or not, but is there a 1 in 7 chance to get the potato sprout every day? Because I've spent almost a month trying to get it, but I still don't have one, and I forgot to get one before I started Oxy, so I'm close to
D.
You could go Bad Moon, and then it'd be easy.
What's that?
If you go Bad Moon, it's a lot.
Yeah, if you go Bad Moon, I mean, it's a little... I don't know that I necessarily want to put something in that ensures that you get a sprout early if you don't already have one, you know, because, like, it's... The odds of you not getting it in a reasonable time in your first ascension, given how long your first ascension is likely to be, are pretty slim.
Well,
this weird situation where he ascended without a potato, right?
Yeah,
you didn't get a potato
necessarily.
Yeah,
that assumes also that you discover the daily dungeon relatively early in the run.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
And continue to do it every day.
Bootsuri says, question, shouldn't custom outfits preserve the difference between main and offhand weapons? Mine appears not to. Yeah, that's something weird about custom outfits.
It's sort of an optimization. And it's just sort of asserting that there's no difference between a main hand and an offhand.
Right, which, like, there's not, technically.
I think there are a few cases, like the antique spear break, which I'm inclined to fix by allowing the main
allowing hand. It to break in the offhand?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
So that's basic, but there should be no actual difference between the main hand and the offhand.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm not really sure how exactly it does that, but it does it such that it's optimized over enforcing main hand and offhand.
Right.
I think it like, if you have something in your main hand that's designated as an offhand in your custom outfit, it just doesn't bother to move it, because it's already equipped.
Blizzbub says, the level 8 quest is pretty lame, since you can complete it without using any adventures if you have the right stuff to pull from Hanks. Any plans to change that? Which one's the level 8 quest?
The Mount McLeod change.
No. Yeah, I mean, it takes more than a whole day's worth of pulls, doesn't it?
Goat cheese, or...
You 6 cheeses, the mining outfit, the 3 ores, yeah.
But do you need to pull the mining outfit in order to do that?
Yeah, because you can't get through the goatlet without... the mining outfit now.
Let's see.
Kabumsi says, hey, how does this work? Just like you think it does.
Chemistron says, please upload the Monday show. I need a Naked Jew to send me a link to it from the other podcast. I always forget to do it unless he sends it to me. I'll try and remember to upload this tonight's show quickly. Yodo says, so, the big question, are you all that? Personally, I'm all that and a bag of frosting, actually.
I'm all
it
that.
It comes in bags?
Yeah.
Just like milk in Canada.
Milk comes in bags in Canada? What about you, Hot Stuff? Are you all that?
Yeah. I was actually reading Landstuhl's question about if a puzzle gets too easy for you, do you add your own rules or restrictions? And he says, like, I've been taking easy Sudoku puzzles and trying to only mark down 8 numbers instead of all 9. I spent an afternoon one time doing a Sudoku where I did the numbers in order, like from the top left down to the bottom right.
Wow.
Yeah, that was not a fun afternoon.
Yeah, that sounds like
it's just unnecessarily painful
thing to try and do.
Yeah, you just have to keep all the information in your head. It's just terrible.
Dang,
I don't recommend it, man. Anyway, yeah, but
I'm all that. I frequently play NetHack without using any.
Without using the screen?
Yeah, without using the
screen. That's awesome.
Without genociding anything or polymorphing anything, which is not an insignificant feat.
Like, polypiling?
Or polymorphing anything. Like, yourself, or an object, or multiple objects, or a monster.
Huh.
Is
polymorphing yourself ever useful for anything? I mean,
it is.
Do you
sometimes
need polymorph control in order to make it useful?
Yeah,
you can't just randomly polymorph yourself, because you polymorph into it.
Mostly it's a restriction. It's the restriction against using polymorph to polypile.
What does polymorph control allow you to do?
Well, normally whenever you cast polymorph on yourself or you zap yourself with a polymorph wand, you don't control what you turn into.
Right.
So the polymorph control ring allows you to control what you turn into.
Well, but I mean, what is the mechanism? How does it?
You put on the ring, and then whenever you get polymorphed,
it asks you
what do you want to turn into, and you type in the name of the monster.
A plus 4 blessed rust proof great dragon scale male.
Dragon.
That, you know,
dragon.
There's no fucking way that you would know to wish for that.
Yeah.
Like there is the narrative is weak.
Weak. If you'd found one and it was really awesome,
and then lost it. And then got a wish.
Yeah. Well, because it probably wouldn't be the same game. The same.
The NetHack sort of rewards you for failing multiple times.
Yeah.
Until you work your way up to some sort of epic failure.
What about learning from spoilers? Because that's
also another way you can do that.
But yeah, it definitely rewards
NetHack
that.
Is that it's so hard and that it's so, you know, God damn it, I can't think of words today. It doesn't allow you to fail, or there's no high threshold for failure.
I fucking, like, starve the first 4 or 5 times
I
play.
You just eat things that you kill that aren't undead.
Yeah, and then they poison you. Yeah,
yeah,
well, that's the thing.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
that's the thing. Like, the first probably 200 games of NetHack that I played, I would say that I starved to death in 170 of them.
I just don't understand how you can do that. It's
because
it's so
I got so scared of food because the first 10 things I ate killed me.
Well, if you don't, here's the thing with food NetHack. If you kill it fresh, you can eat it. Don't let more than a couple turns go by before you kill something.
I mean, my normal mode is to, like, okay, I'm gonna kill something and then take the meat and then hang on to it until.
See, meat spoils. You know, whenever
a couple turns.
Well, you know, it's just...
No!
I mean, that's the thing. Meat doesn't spoil in the amount of time that it takes you to hit something with a stick 5 times, right? Like...
But, yeah, that is just...
I didn't say that it... I didn't mean to say that it spoils in a couple turns. I meant eat it fresh. Don't let a lot of time go by. Know that don't eat anything that's undead, because it's already been spoiled for a goddamn long time. And don't eat any kobolds. Admittedly, that's a special case. I don't know why kobolds are poisonous, but they are.
Because they're green.
I feel like... if you had asked me what sorts of monster corpses were safe to eat in NetHack, I would have said that almost no monster was safe to eat.
Yeah.
Just I feel like everything that I ever ate, every corpse that I ever ate, either poisoned or made me sick.
There's just like he can eat ants, the giant ones anyway. He's like almost.
You could also
as long as you're not eating,
be very filling.
Yeah, as long as you're not eating that eating anything that's undead, that's been dead for more than a short amount of time, or what's the other that isn't your base creature type, unless you're a caveman or an orc. Because eating a human while you're human is not good.
What happens?
Gain the aggravate monster intrinsic from your god. For finding cannibalism.
Nice.
Unless you're a caveman or an orc, in which case it's okay.
There's a new, I don't know how new, but there's a homebrew roguelike for the DS called for the DS. It's called Powder. It's pretty decent.
Is the main character half white skin and is he completely bald?
No.
That'd be cool though. You could shoot lightning bolts at people and you could, you know, get. Beaten up because they think you're gay.
That sounds like a good game mechanic.
Yeah, you could.
That's good for a roguelike.
Yeah.
Some of your equipment would give you +3 Jeff Goldblum.
Those are the cursed ones.
Yeah, you can't take them off. They just follow you around talking in that just weird cadence.
But yeah, I don't find it difficult to not starve in an attack. You just eat. Whenever you see a monster, if you're not satiated. Or is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Satiated. As long as you aren't satiated, you should be eating. Once you hit that mark, you stop eating for a while. Hold on to anything that won't, like, that you can preserve, like food rations or fortune cookies or,
Or if you carry a refrigerator.
Yeah, if you want to run around, severely burdened.
Do you can carry a refrigerator?
You can.
Yeah.
It's an ice box. It's not, like, a huge. Although it can hold infinitely many things.
Really?
That's just due to implementation of the code, I think, though. Like, any container can hold as many items as you want.
I see.
I think it's just...
That's kind of like real life. Yeah. Just, as long as it's open, right? It contains the whole universe.
Yeah, you could. You turn, like, I turn my backpack inside out, like, oh, I'm ready for school. Everything I could possibly need today is currently inside my backpack. Yeah. I used to do that when I was a kid, and I'd get in trouble when I got there. I'm like, what is it? I have my book, I just can't reach it. and then they're like, sucks. I got beaten up for being a smart ass.
I don't think the topology of your backpack would prevent them from beating the crap out of you.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I spent so much time playing NetHack in college. The idea of starving to death just sort of seems like something that happens only in extreme circumstances. And even if you are starving
to extreme noobs.
Yeah. It's just, like, even if you are starving to death, like, if you are legitimately out of food, you can usually buy yourself enough time to find more food by praying. If you are weak or worse, and you're in good standing with your god, which, really, there isn't any other reason to pray if you're not next to an altar, then you should be able to pray, and your god will fill your stomach for you.
In fact, you might say that you got to pray just to make it today.
Yeah.
Please, Hammer, stop hurting us.
Oh, and to answer the original question, I'm not quite all that. I'm only sort of that. So...
Oh, man. Meow is owning you. Where can we discuss / take up an issue with your lucre bug handling? Also, Zeno, please link examples of the pandering you mentioned in the forum thread. Thanks. Listen, you can't. We're not talking to anyone about our decision in that matter. You know, where can you talk about it? In somebody else's forum somewhere, if you really... Or you can keep talking about it here, and, you know...
Like, go ahead, sorry.
I
would say to anyone who's... mad about that to understand that is considered by me to be why can't I think of words mercy, that's what I'm talking about. The way that we handled that situation is considered merciful.
We were well within our rights to just delete the entire account.
Yeah,
because not only did he abuse the bug, tell other people how to do it, brag about having abused it, but it's also his second offense.
So, that's mercy on our hands, the way that we handle that.
Taramez says, can we have a shorter intro song? No, I pick a different song every week. That was like 2 minutes.
I wouldn't say you pick a different song every week. You pick one of, 12 songs. And then cycle through them at random.
Which is fine.
Really.
Istanbul says, I can feel it, man. I'm getting the burnout, something fierce. I've been pushing through hardcore ascensions to get relevant skills. I was down to playing two of my multis reliably, then just this character, and now I have to force myself to play my turns on the stat days. What do you recommend as a new and interesting way to play the game? Well, we're going to...
Wait around for 2 weeks.
Yeah, wait around for a couple weeks, and we'll maybe have something new and interesting for you to do.
It is possible.
Fox says, interesting trivial update. Now I want to polymorph into a rust monster or a rock mole. Can you polymorph into a rock mole so that you can swim through the earth?
You can do that, and also so you can eat rings and gain the intrinsic magic properties from the rings.
I thought only Zorns could eat rings.
Anything that can eat metal. A rock monster can eat metal, or I think a Zorn can, and a rust monster can eat metals that rust. But there aren't very many of those.
Do you gain those intrinsics forever, or just water in that
forever.
Form?
But it only works for some things, and it only has like a 33% chance of working.
Huh. So could you become some sort of uber powerful like god just before you, like just with like every beneficial effect running all the time?
But it still wouldn't make you a shoo-in for winning the game. NetHack is extremely unforgiving.
That's rough.
Yeah, I need to fix that. I'll look at the weapon link if you don't have that shit turned on. What I can probably do is I can just force it to rename that anchor to weapon.
Yeah.
If it is not already named weapon. If it's named melee weapon, I'll name it weapon. Scotland's Finest says, if a Mogwai fought an army of Smurfs, who would win? I mean,
the audience.
I mean, Smurfs can't instantly and trivially reproduce the way Mogwais can, right? And
they're also a lot shorter. They're, like, really small.
Yeah.
Smurfs are.
Yeah. Mogwai are very... I don't know. I don't see them as putting up much of a fight.
They can't be... I mean, they can't... They can only act at night, really.
Yeah.
They, Smurfs are better singers. Because they're a la, 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 la. And the Mogwai is just like... Yeah, and I like the la 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 much better. Yeah, they have more range, They can sing something other than dirges. if the Mogwai's a single Mogwai that ate after midnight, it would just be like fucking Smurf Holocaust.
If you got into gremlins, then it would be.
That's probably true.
Do you think that they would just, in and of them, their own self-interest, not do that?
Yeah, I don't know. You'd also think that, I guess it's weird that they, when they reproduce as gremlins, they make more gremlins as opposed to more mogwais that then have to eat after midnight. Also, what the fuck is that nonsense? Midnight where? Seriously.
And when does it stop?
Yeah, when does it roll over?
Basically, you shouldn't feed Mogwai ever.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Just leave him in that box. In fact, just get a box instead of a Mogwai. It's about as much fun. You get a box with a little tape recorder inside going... and that's all you need. Then you can eventually turn it off. ICHR123 says, any secrets for hosting an interesting radio show?
Don't do anything.
God,
that
would
we
that
do.
Would that I knew any.
If you know any, please tell us. Actually, don't do that because we don't care.
Oh, right. And Naked Jew points out, cobs of corn you can buy from the produce stand after you're completing the orchard side quest as a frat soldier. Derek Han says, can post NS13 players get a ghoul whelp given the requirements for Spooky Grow to unlock the temple? In other news, keep up the good work. Yeah, that's a fucked up situation that we never did address.
What's the deal?
I think that if you don't make a ghoul whelp between getting the fertilizer and opening the temple, you can never get a ghoul well. Because the spooky grove is a quest item. I really need to just go through and... there is a lot of really bad logic in the spooky forest.
So you could... You could have it drop if they don't already have a ghoul well or something.
And then just have a two different items, a plant fertilizer and a zombie fertilizer.
Yeah. Cuckoo275 says, what's the use for the titanium assault umbrella? It says it can be meatsmith, but after three or so years, nothing has been discovered. What gives? That's kind of funny, because the titanium assault umbrella was marked meatsmithable the day before yesterday. So, I guarantee that nobody has been working on that problem for 3 years.
Yeah, that's funny. Wait around for 2 weeks, and maybe it'll be something interesting.
And if it's not done in 2 weeks, wait another 2 weeks, and then maybe it'll be something interesting. Nah.
Yeah. I just like to say 2 weeks.
I like to say fortnight instead of 2 weeks.
Fortnight is good.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably better.
That's how often you crave the Colonel's chicken. On account of that addictive chemical. Smartass! Hey, Riff, is there a free program? Hey, listening public, is there a free program that I can use to rip DVDs to put on a video iPhone?
For Mac, there is.
Yeah, I know. Is it a third-party one, or is it...
The one I use is actually called Mac the Ripper.
That is funny. So I need to get Windows the Ripper.
Oh, wait, where is that?
Let's see. Pleasure says, is there any way to not use a divine champagne flute when you drink something? You can put it in your closet.
Let me open that and see if that's...
put it in your clan stash. Put it in your display case.
That's the thing I'm thinking of, actually.
You can take Tom Green's advice and put it in your bum. See, I really want to have Freddy Got Fingered with me wherever I go.
I've never seen that movie.
It is the funniest movie that has ever been made.
Oh, really?
And what's weird is that it came out well after my my golden age of movies that I describe. You know, that's the thing. That's, I guess, the exception that proves the rule. The one shining cinematic triumph of the 2000s is Freddy Got Fingered.
I'll have to acquire that via completely legal means somehow.
Yeah. Anyway, I really want it. I really want to have that movie on my phone so that wherever I am, I can always
see Freddy getting fingered.
No, you can Freddy. That's the joke. Freddy doesn't ever actually get fingered.
You just ruined the movie for me.
I know. Sorry. I should have put spoiler tags around that.
Yeah,
but
you should have.
I sent you. I PM'd you a link to the thing that I use.
Oh, okay. Linguini Let says, Jick, remember when you made a joke about someone's comment by calling some fake band name you made up, The? No, I didn't make that up. I knew about the band The. And then he tells me that The is a real band.
Isn't there a fake Abbott and Costello routine somewhere about The Who, and someone else?
And Leonard Skinner.
And maybe The Band.
Yeah.
That would make sense, right? And then he had Leonard Skinner. Leonard Skinner's the guy on First. Okay. The end.
That was a good comedy routine.
Preeny Queezer says, Jick, glad you took my advice about downgrading to XP. Always a good choice. Yeah.
I just don't understand why Vista is such a pile of shit. Like, why did they release it if it was such a pile of shit?
I don't know. Allays, low Pisces. Allays. Let's see.
Thanatos says, hey, Jick, is it possible to do something about the closet in the campground to make it so Ooh can take out all the items at once like Hanks? No.
Yeah, we don't want to do that because...
I don't really like the fact that you can do that.
Yeah, I don't really either. It's, at the very least, you can only do it... Well, I guess you could keep putting stuff into Hanks and pulling it out again.
You can't put anything in
Hanks. Oh, you can't? Right, okay.
The only way to add...
The only way to do it is by ascending, yeah. That's okay. Yeah. It is just a crippling database operation to do that. Like, it, whenever anybody takes all out of Hanks, I'm saying that it generates noticeable lag for everyone else who's playing. And, people could just DOS the shit out of us if we let them do that in the closet. And Naked Juice says, remember, Men in Black was based on a comic.
Not a comic that I've ever heard of or seen.
Yeah, me either. But Eminon176 says, I like Dace Mitzert's earlier stuff. Crack Rocks was their last good game. Cable really jumped the shark.
The Crow was based on a comic. And that was the only comic book to movie I've ever seen, I think, where the movie was better. Although maybe that's true about the Men in Black one. I would not know.
Eminon176 says, I like Asymmetric's earlier stuff.
That one.
Oh, you did? Did you?
Yes.
How did I not hear that?
Because you're stupid.
Oh, right. I was reading. I'm not going to read Istanbul's stuff.
Yeah, I'll say don't read that one, but it is very funny.
It's funny, but it's mean. Redundant Swami says, RuneScape is an awful game, but play it for more than 2 weeks and you'll become addicted. I don't.
My little brother loves that game, but then again, he is 15.
Yeah.
So I give him shit about it, and he just ignores me. That was a good story.
Everybody's trying to cheer me up. The Mistro says, Jick and Company, you guys are doing what my friend used to say. You can't please everyone, but you can please almost everyone. Because if mostly everyone leaves, what's the point? No Hurt Me says, too many people bitch about this game, but it's great and you guys have done an excellent job so far. Stay the course. Yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to be like George Bush.
That's a good plan.
We need to stay the course.
Wait, doesn't that mean we need to surge?
The what?
Then we just turn the fire hoses on them.
And then we drink a bunch
of... While they're jumping over the couches.
And then we drink a lot of Mountain Dew ripoff.
Surge is good.
Man. Surge was good. I did like
Surge. Mountain Dew is a time travel paradox Surge ripoff.
Yeah, I think
what are you
I
talking
agree.
About? Mountain Dew is the... It is
no
fucking ambrosia.
Never had Surge?
I never have had Surge.
Then you don't know what ambrosia is.
Vault is nearly as good. Vault is gross. Vault is almost Surge.
I've had Vault and it is gross.
Vault is awesome. It actually tastes like something other than sugar water.
I know Vault. I worked with Vault.
It has citrus flavor in it. It is a citrus soda that actually tastes of citrus.
As opposed to a man.
Mountain Dew is not a citrus. I mean, Mountain Dew is a corn syrup flavored soda, and it does an excellent job of tasting like corn syrup. It can be guzzled. It is the only way that I've ever been able to easily take pills is with Mountain Dew because it is incredibly sweet, and it's just carbonated enough to be like a little bit, you know, like sort of not. I don't know why, but if I want to take some aspirin, it's difficult with water, it's a little easier with Gatorade, it is trivial with Mountain Dew.
I just take pills by swallowing.
Yeah, I hate taking pills. I've always been...
I've
always been a pussy about it, and I don't know. I don't like to, you know, just shut up and take my medicine. Alan Q. Smithy says, okay, picture this. For the upcoming Little Canadia quest, Uncle Red asks you to retrieve 100 pieces of duct tape.
Then there would be a mini game where you have to use the duct tape to construct some sort of a slip shot.
Grip top sock.
Yeah.
Cuckoo275 says, do you hate people who put stuff in their mall stores for $9.99999999? No. I hate people who put their stuff in their mall stores for $9.99999998.
Yeah, I've heard that sort of restriction that we have where...
Yeah.
It's almost as if we designed some sort of case where you can display things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Yeah. I mean, some stuff was in the mall at that price before the display case existed, and that's largely why we made the display case, because obviously people want to put up their collections of shit. But, you know, it was already too ingrained a habit. It's just frustrating because, it's like, why is all this bullshit in there making mall searches slower? it's just not not any good reason to do it. You know,
yeah,
you
I think
just revamp the mall search.
Make it. Yeah, I don't know.
To make it to where it won't show anything that's 999999.
Yeah, yeah, as I was saying. But then the thing is, I think they'll be one step ahead of us, and they'll jump down to like 999999996. You know?
Damn it.
Yeah, and they'll be like, oh, what the fuck are we gonna do about this?
Yeah,
there's a bunch that do like 987654321 as well.
There's, I mean, there's all kinds of values that
that are very valuable.
Yeah.
We could just limit it so that you can't see anything that's above 2.
Auto sell.
Yeah. I was gonna say 100 meat.
or twice auto sell, whichever is higher. I think that future games will definitely have the auction house mechanic, because I think that's just a suck.
Yeah. I mean, I.
It's just from a standpoint of keeping the transaction table small.
Yeah, I mean, there are advantages to the mall system. People like it, right? Like, people... I feel like it's a different way of interacting with the economic game that people do care about. I mean, they wouldn't want us to get... There are a lot of people who wouldn't want us to get rid of the flea market, you know? I wish that the... I mean, I don't really know what the experience of a new player is like in, like, sort of becoming exposed to the just sort of vast number of basically very confusing... items that there are in the game, right? Like, there are so many items that you have no fucking idea what they do by looking at the description, right? You know? And I don't want to overwhelm people with technical details, but I also don't want to hide technical details from people who are interested in them if they are possible to find. I mean, theoretically, you get to the flea market before you get to the mall, right?
Yeah.
And so the flea market is nicely divided into categories, and, every once in a while,
it's still a little overwhelming.
Yeah, a little bit. A lot of the categories in the flea market, there's only 20 or 30
thousand items.
Shaggy Shag says, "Cable is great, but it would be so much better with a giant alligator or an encounter in the sewer."
Just wait two weeks.
That's our game.
2 weeks. This must be some sort of geographical oddity. It's 2 weeks from
somewhere. 2 weeks from everywhere. Ah, boy.
I like that movie too.
Gleeb says, "Yeah, okay. There's. I mean, I'm not saying that there haven't been any good movies. I'm just saying."
Oh, you've put your microphone in reach of the cat.
Yeah, that's a bad plan. Gotcha. Cat stalking.
Says, "My first death in EdHeck was by eating a kobold corpse."
I'm pretty sure mine was too.
I don't know why kobolds are poisonous. You know, just sort of as an exception case to the general rule that monsters are evil. It's like undead, I understand, because they're undead, rotting flesh and stuff. You know, like a snake, I wouldn't eat. I don't know if you can eat snakes or not. I forget. I mean, if you have problems with being poisoned in EdHeck, play a barbarian. They get poison resistance at level 1. So,
but then you have to level up to 1 before you can.
What if you play a barbarian engineer? Because they always start counting at 0.
that would be really funny.
Yeah, that's funny actually. Your class, if you pick a C programmer as your class, then you start at level 0. Ether's Allure in my dupe says the Jeff Goldblum follows you around watching you poop. Yeah, that's
sounds like something he would do.
I really liked that sign, and I really meant to, take them places and put them on the inside of bathroom stall doors.
Sign that says Jeff Goldblum runs around watching.
No, it's just it's a picture of Jeff Goldblum, like from The Fly, and the caption says Jeff Goldblum is watching you poop. And the thing is,
you just carry those signs.
I would have to
you.
Carry them around with me and some tape, or I could stick it to the wall with poop.
Well,
Yeah,
you know. Why not just make them stickers?
Yeah. Fine. The thing about that is, I feel like people would never find that because the person cleaning the stall doesn't go in there and close the door, right? Yeah. So it's like, well, it actually stay there.
You would
well.
See it whenever he left.
Plus, if it's entirely a sticker,
you wouldn't when you left. You wouldn't see that.
You put it on the back of the door.
You would clean the toilet. Even if you backed out, you would see it in your peripheral vision.
Like it would not,
no, 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 because that when the door of the stall is open, the inside of it is against the wall of the stall, right? So you wouldn't be able to. It may be in like a handicap stall if you know, and it would that door would just like blow closed.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I was thinking the doors open outward, but they don't. They open inward. Huh.
I left a KOL business card inside the advertising sort of rack inside the stall at a truck stop toilet, and I went back there a year later, and it was still there.
Huh. That's cool. Huh.
Does that mean people were interested, or nobody cared?
Well, it was like one of those, it was like a thin plastic sheet that was supposed to cover, like, a full-page advertisement in a magazine.
I see.
And they would just, you know, drop in this piece of paper with, you know, advertisements on it. And so it would have been pretty difficult to take out.
There was a time that we went to a sub shop, and I left a stack of our cards on the table by the front door when we came in. Mm-hmm. And then we ordered our sandwiches and got them, and on the way out, the stack of cards was gone.
I probably just threw them away.
Oh, but I didn't see anybody at the table. It was bizarre.
Maybe
very strange.
Now there's ghosts playing our game. Our game is haunted.
Oh, yeah.
That would explain a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Gleeb says, if I mail you $10, will you specifically use it to get Jixom Surge? Putinesca says, you could limit the remove all items from closet to once per ascension. Yeah, but that would still be two times as many of those queries as we want you running.
I don't think anybody would like that at
all.
If it was limited. They would want it, you know, unlimited, and we would cave.
Cuckoo275 says, sorry about that. I guess a day equals 3 years. I get confused sometimes. Yeah. apparently, the fertilizer is not a quest item. Never mind. You can only get one, though, I think.
It's
in the current status.
Yeah, if you've got one, you can't get another one, I think so.
But I think if you've got one or you've opened the temple, you can't get another one.
Okay.
Noemon says, I won $120 from Surge. Yeah, one time when I was in high school, they were running one of those buy one, get one free under the cap deals with Surge. You know, if you find one.
Right.
I got six consecutive 20-ounce bottles of Surge this way.
That's cool.
And I had to pee all the way through marching band practice.
Did you do it on purpose, or did you just
drink them all at once? Hot Stuff had like 4,000 consecutive free Cokes in a
summer where all I did was drink free Coke that I would find by just going to every store and getting all of their free Cokes.
Oh, you like look under the like tilt the bottle and look at
it. Yeah, and then I'd just carry a bunch of free Coke caps with me, and then I would drink all of those on my way to the next store.
How did you end up with more than one at a time if you only bought one Coke?
Well, because I ended up buying more than one because I would be out and not have a bottle cap on me because I forgot, and then I would just find a store and find a cap and then buy the thing. I tried a couple times to go into the back of the store, find the bottle cap, and then take it to the cash register and just open it in front of them and give them the cap. But they didn't like that very much. So I don't know why. It's the same difference to them, right?
Well, no, it's because you're a smartass. Why? I mean, nobody, you know, like my dad and his friends used to say, everybody likes a little ass, but nobody likes a smartass.
They haven't really run an instant win contest since
it's
then.
It's all with coaches.
Yeah, it's all these the internet, so you can see their advertising.
The internet ruined everything.
Well, and they make you register. They make you give the personal information, which I'm just not
going
to
do. Most of the people who buy these things aren't going to bother
to redeem.
So they run this, which kind of begs the question. I don't even know if I'm using that construction right, but why would they even bother running the promotion in the first place at that point?
I think people will you know, be excited by the idea of the promotion, and then when they realize the details, will be less excited. So they might get someone to buy, you know, an extra Coke or something like that because they think that they could win something.
And or maybe they would try really hard to jinx someone so that way they would owe them a Coke.
Yes.
Ah, oh boy. See, when we did that in junior high, it was not you owe me a Coke, but you ate the fart.
Whoa.
Because there was a fart, like the fart, you know, like
it was the singular entity that you just sort of like happily chowed down upon once. You said the same thing as someone
the
else.
The fart,
did.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, and it was like, aha, you're the one who has to eat the fart, because turns out what we were doing this whole time was determining who has to eat the fart.
Well, that sounds like logic.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with us.
Did you, in fact, ever make someone eat the fart?
No. I mean, did you ever make somebody buy you a Coke?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Wow, you guys were assholes.
What do you mean? That was the whole point of it. Yeah.
Yeah, you were assholes who grew up in a place where people could afford to buy Cokes, I guess. I didn't have enough money to buy a Coke.
Did you ever play the driving game with, like, the bugs or whatever?
Punch buggy.
Because, like, we did the headlight thing, you owe me a Coke. Like, the one headlight.
Oh, the pediddle.
Where you and Cinderella could drive it home?
Yeah.
There was slug bug, but that was just you hit somebody every time you saw a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
There weren't any rules.
Man, that would kind of suck if you, like, had to drive by a dealership every day or something.
Did you guys know people who, like, when you went through a yellow, when they went through a yellow light, they would kiss their index finger
their
and their middle finger and then touch the roof of their car?
Yeah.
That's what pediddles were.
Yeah.
That's how you mark that.
I see.
Why? Where did that come from?
I don't know. Yeah.
People were weird.
Because it is just strange that behavior somehow manifested, you know, across the entire country.
But slightly differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like whenever you tell somebody something, and then they tell someone else, and then that person tells someone else.
Right.
You hear the version of it coming down on the other end, and it's like completely different.
Yeah.
You know, we could measure that.
Not be allowed to play that game.
Because you'd purposely screw it up.
Yeah, I would deliberately make up a new sentence in the middle of it.
We could probably measure the quantity of the variation
with a spreadsheet, or you could have sex.
I was gonna say by and whatever the quantity of distortion is over the course of a mile of people could be our unit of something within.
Oh, also everybody send get your best wishes to Mr. Skullhead.
Oh yeah.
So yesterday Mr. Skullhead.
I'm glad I didn't see that picture.
Honed himself with a circular saw.
And probably the best way possible.
Yeah, no. If you're gonna hurt yourself with a circular saw, it should. I mean, yeah. I say like, you know, being out in the garage and bending over to pick up a screwdriver and hitting your head on a circular saw, like that's probably a little nicer than. Yeah, he lost a little bit of finger, but he's gonna be okay. But anyway, yeah. So he's probably on all kinds of painkillers.
Sly is still recovering from unexpectedly seeing the photograph.
Yeah. Apparently, she has some sort of like a damage.
Yeah. Whatever the opposite is of a fetish.
Who's?
Lion.
That was Lion.
Yeah.
I freak out about.
Fingernails are serious business.
I freak out about fingernails, you know, being torn off or bent back or whatever, but this picture didn't bother me. The fact that I feel like it was cut from the top, like something that presses down on your fingernail doesn't hurt me to think about. Something that pulls up on it, it's like a fucking commercial with the little, like, the little guy.
Oh, yeah.
It was like an athlete's foot or
toenail.
Lift up the toenail like it was the fucking lid of a toy box and jump inside. Oh, God. Every time I saw that, I just wanted to... Ugh.
Chick would rather...
Yeah,
would rather have his hand cut off at the wrist than have someone rip off one of his fingernail.
Dang.
Yeah. Realistically, no, I would not. But it is less painful for me to think about getting my hand chopped off at the wrist. You know, like at the beginning of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Or the beginning of Army of Darkness.
Right, right. Chernobyl Cheddar says, the sex game. You shout sex and hit the roof of the car. The last person to do it has to take off a piece of clothing.
The last person to do it?
What? But what if that's the driver?
Yeah, like...
That
reminds me of the game wherein when you were in a crowded public space, you and another person would say the word penis with increased levels of volume, and whoever was noticed first lost.
Huh. That's funny, actually.
We had a variance of that game, except for us it was wheat, and then the goal was to say it the loudest.
You could say it the loudest. Yeah. Yeah, wheat is a hard thing to shout.
Yeah. You know, you could play a different variant of that where you were at an airport and you went back and forth talking about a bomb. Louder and louder. And the loser is the one who gets arrested. Hexagon says, just wanted to say, as a brand new, addicted player to KOL and aspiring game designer, that there may be an overwhelming amount of items, but figuring them out is half the fun. Keep up the excellent work. Cheers. Oh, and Surge kicks ass. Vault is a worthy successor.
See?
Mountain fucking Dew, man.
It's terrible.
It's great.
So the problem with
you're part of the old guard.
I have a story here. My problem with Mountain Dew stems almost completely from the one time in college where I accidentally bought non-caffeinated Mountain Dew.
What?
I don't even
know why that exists.
Yeah, and being the frugal college student that I was, I drank the entire case. And it just basically soured my perception of Mountain Dew from that point onward. It's sort of like me and chocolate milk. I burned out in chocolate milk in the second grade, and I can't stand it anymore.
Huh.
I had that problem with, like, chocolate cake, but I got over it. Chocolate cake's
playing
good. Food. No, cake is a lie.
Riff finally played Portal. I need to pick us a song to go out.
Do you have the theme song to Portal?
I think that song is overrated. I thought it was nice, but I'm not going to download the MP3.
I don't know. It gives me that feeling that you get when you listen to music that's really good.
Would you say that music was not a triumph?
I don't know what song to. I'm going to go out on variations again.
What?
Come on, it's good. And good for you. All right, we'll see you kids.
Is it two tastes that taste next great together?
It's one taste that tastes great twice.
Good night, everyone.
Have a good weekend.
Good night.
I saw her, yeah, I saw her with the breaststroke tied around the roses. Fish pattern of a vending machine, draw a diamond ring, stuck on a finger. With the music, the heavens are on. Boy, I heard the dogs are passes. Walking toward the end down the beach, to get to the sand at the bottoms of beaches.
Doesn't even know what's wrong. No.